Shalom Aleichem, Ravosai. Good morning, Chag Sameach. Today's daf is Erev and daf Nun Tes. We are holding here on Nun Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom. The Mishnah says like this: Ein Modedin Ela Min Hamuncha. Again, we're talking about measuring a tchum on Shabbos. So it says the Mishnah we only measure Min Hamuncha. There's a discussion between Rashi and Tosos. In terms of what that means, Rashi says over here, min hamumcha, Rashi says, doesn't have the girsa min hamumcha, Rashi has the girsa ein modedin ela mumcha, meaning we only let an expert measure the distance, right? Someone who knows what he's doing. If I would go out and try and measure 2,000 amos, I would have no idea what I was doing. But if you take someone who's bakeep in medida, someone who knows what he's doing, a landscaper, a surveyor, or whatever, we allow him to do the measurement, so that is someone who is allowed to measure. Tosis over here says that he's not so down with that. He says that min hamumcha means derech yishara u'mechuvenes, that you have to make sure that you're measuring in a straight line. And he brings a couple of proofs in terms of how mumcha could mean that from other psukim. Okay, fine. Either way, you measure it with a mumcha. Riba l'makom echad, umiyat l'makom echad, umiyat l'makom acher. Let's say, now again, it's not only one measurement that you're going to make. You can make a lot of measurements, right? So you have to square this off and square that off and diagonal, etc. So if for whatever reason it didn't come out straight, right? He extended riba, he did a little bit too much, or there was a little bit more in one place, and it was smaller in another place. So show me l'makom shariba. We go by the place where he got to a larger shear, a larger amount of space. Riba le'echad miyat le'echad, and he went, if he went to a longer point in one place, and miyat, and he went to a smaller point in another place, shomim l'meruba, again, we go based on the longest point. Why does Mishnah say that twice? So the Gemara will ask. Afilu eved, afilu shifcha, ne'man lomer ad kam tchum shavis. Even a servant, even a female servant, a maid, everybody is believed to say that this is where the Tchum Shabbos ends. Shalu amr chachamim et sadavar lahachmer ela lahaka. Because Chazal were mekel in general about Tchum Shabbos. So again, if you're faced with two measurements, one long and one short, we take the longer one, right, and give you more space to travel on Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Lamakom shiriba in, lamakom shimiet lo. Right, the Gemara says that, well, if you read the Mishnah, right, it doesn't make any sense to understand you're allowed to go to the place where you extended the tchum. But that implies that you can't go to the place where the measurement was shorter, right? Obviously, that doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, yeah, okay, fine, the language of the Mishnah is a little bit imprecise. You can even go all the way to the longer measurement as opposed to just the shorter. Okay, just a technical point in the language of the Mishnah, you should throw that word off in there. Riba echad l'mir l'acher, the Gemara says, hasu l'amali, why would you say that twice? Right, the Mishnah had said that twice. The Gemara says, hainu hach, it's the same thing. So he says, hachi gamar, this is what he needs to say. Riba echad l'mir echad, shomim laze sheriba. That the second case is if you had two people did the measurement, and one got to, I don't know, place X, and another guy got to X plus, I don't know, 50 amos. So you go based on the second, the larger measurement. Amar Abaye says, "Ublavad shlo yarbe yoser mimidnas ha'ir balachsona." Right, as long as, right, it has to make sense, says Abaye. Right, as long as the second guy, didn't go farther than the other measurement, more than the city's diagonal. Meaning it has to make sense mathematically. However you would, you know, measure the diagonal, that's how it really had, depending on how big the city is. Right, we said before that when you square it off, you get extra space in the diagonal, as opposed to if you would just take a tchum of a circle. So as long as it's within the extra space, which within the extra number of amos that you get for the diagonal, right, from one to the next. But if it's like, you know, you get one measurement and it's like 3,000 amos past, obviously that's an exaggeration because the tchum is only 2,000 amos, but if it's really just a ridiculously far amount, so then obviously, you know, that already doesn't make sense. Something is wrong here. You have to go and either remeasure or make sure you have the proper measurement. Shelo amru chacham me'asadavr l'hachmer l'hachmer. The Gemara says, "Ay v'atanya lo amru chacham me'asadavr l'hachmer l'hachmer." Ay, we have a brayse that says the opposite. The chachamim were machmer here, not mekel. Says, yeah, okay, it depends on what you're talking about, says Ravina. If you're talking about Dina de Rabbanan, so then yeah, the Chachamim were Mekil. If you're talking about Dinim de Araisa, so then Chachamim were not Mekil, right? They were more Machmir. So it simply depends on what realm of Tchum, what realm of Halacha we're talking about, and Tchum is de Rabbanan. Okay. Now the next Mishnah seems to be a little bit out of place. The next Mishnah talks about the next Perek's. The next parak's topic talks about Shtufin Ravos, and Mavuis, and Erev Chatzeros, right? And that's already, it talks about all these types of things in terms of if you're missing someone from an Eruv, right? If you want to make if you want to connect a Chatzer and your one house belongs to a Goy, etc. Right, so this Mishnah seems to be, should have been in the next parak. Okay, but either way, the Mishnah is here. So let's read it. Ir shel yachid v'nasi shel rabim. Again, we did quote this before. We'd seen this before. A city that was shel yachid, and it became shel rabim. And we saw before that there were a bunch of explanations in the Rishonim in terms of what this means. One explanation in the Rishonim is that it used to belong to a private individual, and then it became owned by the masses. Or according to Rashi over here, that said that was less than 600,000 people, and it grew to be more than 600,000 people. Because that's, again, according to Rashi, at least, that's one of the requirements of something to be a Rishus Rabim. Tosos does not hold that requirement, so he says that the case here is that it had a street, it did not have a street that was 16 amos wide going through it, that was a Rishus Rabim, and then they extended the street, and now it does have a Rishus Rabim inside of it. But okay, either way, if the city was originally a Yochid, and then it became a Shel Rabim, then Ma'arvin is Kula. You can make one Eruv for all of it, meaning it keeps its original status as a privately owned or private non-Rishus Rabim city, even though it's changed, right? People are going to remember that it originally was a Shel Yochid, right? People remember the origins of the city very often. You find that in like sports teams and stuff like that. The name is, name of the sports team often will be, some sort of old city history that, people outside the city may not be familiar with, but people in the city are familiar with. Okay, either way, people remember. Shel Rabim, and as Shel Yochid, let's say the opposite is true. It was a city with an Rishus Rabim, and then it became either privately owned, or less people left it, or they shrunk the street in the middle. So then, Ima Arvin Eskula, Elam Kien Osa Chutza La Ke'ir, Chadasha Shabi Yehuda, Sheish Lacha Chamishim De'irim, Devar Rabbi Yehuda. You're not allowed to make an Eruv in all of it. Just again, we assume that it keeps its status of a Rishus Rabim city, unless you leave some out of it. That like a new city in Yehuda that had 50 people who are living in it. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gimel Chatzeros Shoshnei Batim. All you need to leave out is three Chatzeros for two houses. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, what's an example of a city that was Shel Yochid and became Shel Rabim? Rabbi Yehuda Kugon Discarta the Dresh Kolusa, like this city of Discarta that belonged to, like the private city that belonged to the Resh Kolusa. I'm later not from my time. Why? Ilema Meshum Deshkicha Gabi Harmana Midkiri Hadadi. If you'll tell me, since people are always there, they go see the Resh Kolusa, right? So therefore, they'll remind each other. So Kul Yisrael Nami and all other Jewish cities, but Safar the Shabbos Shchichi Gabi Hadadi. People always gather on Shabbos morning. Not Rashi here doesn't say the Davin, but it says the Shmo Drasha. Right? Apparently, the Rav used to give a Drasha Shabbos morning, and apparently, it wasn't like a 5-minute Drasha. Right? It seems to be everybody gathered together to come hear the Shmuz. Hey, what are you doing on Shabbos but learning Torah? So. Every Jewish city has that. So I love Amar Rav Nachman can go discard the Netuzoi. Okay, fine. The city of Netuzoi. That guy owned the city, and then it became either publicly owned or it got bigger, etc., etc. However you define Yochid to Rabin. Okay, Torah Rabbanan. We learned in our Brisa. Ir shel Yochid v'nasis shel Rabin. Let's say it was a privately owned city. Just use that example, and then we shown him. And then it became owned by the masses. Rishus Rabim Moveres Pesocha. And had a Rishus Rabim, a street going through it. Ketzed Ma'arvin Osa. How do you make an Eruv? Oso, lechi mikan, lechi mikan, or kor mikan, or mikan. So you could be ma'aver the reshus haravin with a lechi or a kora, right? Yes, if you're thinking, what, I thought you're not allowed to put an erev in reshus haravin, you're correct. There is only one sheet who says this, and we're going to see that on Amud Beis. If you remember back to the beginning of the Masechta, good, very good. So you can put a lechi on, and a, or a kora, on either side of the reshus haravin, venose, venose, be'emsa, and you can carry inside of, between the lechi and the kora, i.e. in the reshus haravin. And you can't split the city in half with the Erev. Ela okula o mabui mabui. Meaning either you can make one Erev for all of it, or each mabui would get its own Erev. Sorry, o mabui mabui bifne atzmo, or each mabui would get its own Erev. Haisa shal rabim varei hi shal rabim. If it was a, you know, a public city, then it still is a public city. But it only has one entrance, meaning, you know, it's walled, for example, and it has one gate. So then, ma'arvin is kula. Then you can make an erev for all of it. Meaning it's definitely not a reshus harabim, right? One of the features of reshus harabim is we said that it has to be mafulash, has to go from one end to the next. So if the city is walled on all sides and there's only one entrance, so obviously it's not a reshus harabim, you can make an erev through all of it. So okay, let's talk about that brisa. So Gemara says, "Man Tana de Ma'arve Rishus Harabim." So who is the Tana who says you can be, make an Eruv, right, in Rishus Harabim? Said you can make a Lechem Mikan, Lechem Mikan, Korem Mikan, Korem Mikan. Who is that? Some Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Right, the Tanya, like we learned in the brisa. Again, we saw this earlier, much earlier than the Sechta, towards the beginning, a couple times, I think, we quoted it. Yes, sir, all Kain, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Mi Sheish Lo Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidi Rishus Harabim. If you have two houses on each side of Rishus Harabim, Osa lech mikan v'lech mikan v'kor mikan v'kor mikan. You can make a lechi or a korav and osa v'nosim be'emsa. You can carry between the two houses. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that you can make an eruv in Rishus Harabim. And Amar lo, the Chacham said them, no, ein ma'arvin Rishus Harabim mekach. You can't make an eruv in Rishus Harabim. Samar ma'arv, ein ma'arvin osa lechatz. Okay, fine. So that's that. Just to point out that that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Amar mar, now it was said, ein ma'arvin osa lechatz. You can't make the eruv. You can't make each half of the city with an Erev. That's only, I always forget, Orech and Rochav. Orech is width. No, length. That's only lengthwise. But widthwise, meaning and you would split the Rishus Harabim in the middle, so then that's okay. El Rochav Ma'arvin. Come on, who's that Shita? Dol Karbi Kiva. It's definitely not like Karbi Kiva. Di Karbi Kiva Ha'amar Regel Ha'muteres B'mkoma Oseres. But if you're talking about Rabbi Kiva's Shita, he says, literally means, if you have a foot in its own place, that osers something that's out of its place, literally means out of its normal place. Meaning, if the people in an inside, again, we had before, that if you have people who live in a chatzar that's inside another chatzar, those people who have partaken in the Eruv, is going to aser carrying in the outer chutzar, which they didn't hang out. I take it back. We didn't have that before. That's the mission. There's a mishnah later in Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. There, what's the case over there? Sorry, just flipping. Nachon. That case over there. There are two chutzaros. One in, you know, kind of inside of the other. Right. One goes into the other one. Right, one opens into the other one, and then the other one goes into the street. So the inner chatzer is not able to go to the street unless he goes through the chatzer that's outside of it. Meaning you have one chatzer, another chatzer, chatzer A, chatzer B, and the street. So chatzer A can't get to the street unless it goes through chatzer B. If there's no Eruv, so that's Rabbi Akiva says that the Eruv of chatzer B is no good if it's not together with Chatzer A. Meaning if each Chatzer made its own Eruv, everybody can carry inside their Eruv. Rabbi Kiva says no, that the second, meaning that's Tanakama, and Rabbi Kiva says that the Eruv of Chatzer B is no good. So since the Chatzer A didn't join together with Chatzer B, so that's going to mess up the Eruv of Chatzer B. So when Rabbi Akiva said, he said, Regel HaMuteres B'mkom HaOseres, right, he says that That's a phrase that means that the inner chatzar, I mean chatzar A, who made their own eruv but didn't join together with chatzar B, messes up the eruv of chatzar B. So too over here. If you're going to make half the city, right, width-wise, right, with its own eruv, right, how does that half get out of the city if you only have one exit? Right, it's meaning each half of the that's not that case. I take it back. Meaning, but each half of the city can't get to the other half. Right, without making an eruv together, right? You're telling me that you're allowed to join the city with the chatzayin if it's widthwise. That's against Rabbi Akiva, who says that if you don't join both chatzeros, then you're not allowed to use the eruv in chatzer B. So Gemara says, "Afil tamer Rabbi Akiva." You can even say it's Rabbi Akiva's shita because ad kan lakama Rabbi Akiva hasam ala b'shtei chatzeros zulefni mizu. Because Rabbi Akiva doesn't necessarily agree with this pshat because. When did Rabbi Akiva say that if A and B, Chatzar A and B, didn't make an Erev together, it's A is going to mess up B's Chatzar? Because, right, again, it can only walk through to the Shus Rabban through Chatzar B. That's only when you have two Chatzeros. Right? The Pnim is less like Pisa Achrina, because the Chatzar A doesn't have any other exit. You can't get to the Shus Rabban. So, but Aval Hacham over here, Hani Nafki B'Hai Pischa, Hani Nafki B'Hai Pischa. Right, it's not a case that the end of the Brisa was with there's only one exit, but here there are two exits. So, if you split the city in two, so the people in part A of the city can get out that way, and people in part B of the city can get out that way, but you don't have to have, the people in part A don't have to pass into people in part B's territory to get through. To exit the city. Igadami, another way to say it, that actually agrees with Rabbi Akiva. Amra Papa, Rabbi says, Lo tem el orka hu de lo ma'arvin, aval rachva ma'arvin. Meaning, don't say that you can do it widthwise and not lengthwise. Elafil lo rachva na me lo ma'arvin. Meaning, you can't make an area, you can't split a city regardless in any direction. Come on, who's that like? Rabbi Akiva. It's like Rabbi Akiva says again in this case with the Chatzeros A and B that they'll mess each other up if you make two separate Eruvim. So, Fil Tim Rabbanim. Gemara says, no, it can even be the Rabbanim because Arkam, look, Amri Rabbanim Hasam. Wait, why did the Rabbanim, why did Tanakama say that the Eruv for Chatzer A is not going to mess up the Eruv for Chatzer B? Ela b'shtei Chatzeros Lufnim Zu. The Pnim is Achda Ledasha Umishtamasha. Because Chatzer A can close its can kind of close itself off, and therefore Chatzer B is allowed to walk into the, you know, use its own eruv. Avahacha, but over here mimatzu masalke Rishus Rabim mehacha. Right, you can't take away the Rishus Rabim, that goes down the middle of the street from one part of the city, depending on where you made the eruv, meaning how you chopped it down the middle, or either lengthwise or widthwise. You can't, so the Chachamim would agree to this shita and say that if you split the city in half, that would mess up both Eruvim and you wouldn't be allowed to carry from one part to the next, or anywhere really, throughout the city. Amar Mar says in the next part of the Braisa, O Kula O Mavoi Mavoi Bifnei Atzma, meaning you can make an Eruv either for the entire city. Now again, if it was Shel Yachid that became Shel Rabim, you can make an eruv for the entire city or each mavui. So Gemara says, "My shana de lachatzarim de lo asra adadi mavui mavui nami asra adadi." Right? What's the difference between splitting the city in half, which you just said is no good, but each mavui is also basically like splitting the city into many different halves? Right? If you tell me that if you're missing part of the city in your eruv, so then your Erev is no good, right? If you're missing one of the residents in a Chatzar, so it's no good. So if you make each Mavui make its own Erev, so by definition, all the other Mavuis in the city are going to be missing part of the residents in the city from their Erev. So when it says, Ach Maiskinim, what's the case? Kigon to Avud Daka. Because each Mavui makes a small exit. By the end of the Mavui, and that signifies that they basically, meaning they close it off. So basically they show that they want to be only confined within their little Mavui, and they're kind of mafkir their ability to carry through the rest of the city, and they're not interested in any of the other Eruvim. So therefore that's why you can make an Eruv for each Mavui, because they're going to have their own private situation going on in their specific Mavui. V'chihad amar idi bar avin amar av chista, right, echad mi b'nei mavoi sh'asa daka l'pischo, eino oser al b'nei mavoi. And just like he said over here, that if one person in the chatzer makes a, kind of closes off a little, makes a little exit or entrance, closes off the opening for his chatzer, it's not going to mess over the other people of the mavoi, because they wanted this, they, that designates them as their own little area, and saying that they don't want to be part of the greater Eruv. So too over here, each mavoi kind of closes itself off, and then they remain. That's fine. Meaning that makes sure that the rest of the Eruv are fine, because they're not including this mavoi that closes itself off. So if everyone makes their own mavoi, it's not like you have a 100 mavois, 100 Eruvim that are missing the other members of the mavoi. Each one is its own entity. Okay. We said finally, Haisa Shorabim Barehi. Where is that? Where is the rest of it? If it was it belonged to the Rabbim, and then it became part of the Yachad. This is the part where it said it only had one exit. So then you can make an area for the entire city. Rabbi Zeira, Erev Lamaso de Bei Rabbi Chia. This is how what Rabbi Zeira did in Rabbi Chia's city. Voshavak lo shir, and he didn't leave anything over. Meaning he assumed that it was a private city. Right? Again, if it was a public city, you have to leave part of the city over. Right? He thought that it was a private. You know, the private city, Yochid. Amalei Abaye said to him, "My time over, Marhachi. What are you doing?" So Amalei, Savi Dida Amalei, right? The Chachamim in the town told me that Rabbi Chiya Bar Asi Ma'arif Gula, that he made an area for all of it. Amina Shmamina, and I said, "Oh, it must be Ir Shel Yochid and Asher Rabim. It must be that it was originally Shel Yochid and then it was Shel Rabim." Amalei, so Abaye said back to him, "Ladidi Amalei Hanu Savi. No, the Chachamim said to me." That it was that really meaning that's not true, right? He ashba havale mechagisa, right? Meaning there was a trash, ashba is like a trash dump, a garbage dump, that closed off one side of the street. Vahashba definitely the ashba, but then they took it away and they cleared it. Now the city again has two entrances. Meaning, why was it only closed off on one side? Because they had a garbage dump on the other side. But once they took away the garbage, so now it was open on both sides. So Rabbi Zeira said back to him, "Amalei, lava date, I didn't realize." So now when you make the area, you have to make sure to exclude a part of the city, like our Mishnah rules. Okay, fine. We'll stop here. Rabbi Zeira, we'll go back to the Helik Shas tomorrow. Do we finish the Perek tomorrow? No, I think on. What day is today? I have no idea. I think on Hoshana Rabbah. Yeah, I guess tomorrow's not Hoshana Rabbah. Right? In 2 days is Hoshana Rabbah. We finish the parak on Hoshana Rabbah, Mitzvah Shem. Should be a big schluss for us on that auspicious day when the psakim go out, when they send out all the psak dinim. May we be zocha to a good psak din this year. Right? Minam Magifam and Achaleseinu. Tam Tikwano is Chasima. All right, Mitzvah Shem, we should be zocha. All right, Rabbosa, have a great one. Good Mayur and Chag Sameach.